I'm Jennifer Bremer. I direct the Fair Election Action Team for the North Carolina League.
Okay. So I guess give me an overview of where we stand with the cases. I know we've got the special master for the state legislative cases. We've got 2 weeks ago was the actual congressional maps, partisan gerrymandering, racial gerrymandering. Can't keep them track, and I've been covering them too.
Yeah, I have to actually have a little chart to keep them straight myself. We have 4 active cases. We have had 16 cases altogether, and even though the state has lost most of them and the legislature has lost most of them, they continue to try to win them and try to keep the gerrymandering in place as long as they possibly can by one means or another.
And when you say 16 cases, you don't mean cases that League of Women Voters have been involved in, you just mean overall?
Overall, okay. Yeah. Okay. The League is currently involved in 2 of the 4 active cases right now. One, as you mentioned, the partisan gerrymandering case, which is in federal court and just had the hearing, and we're waiting to get a ruling on that one. I mean, I think the case was made very strongly by our pro bono lawyers with the Southern Coalition for Social Justice. They do a fantastic job of research, and they had excellent evidence and just really convincing arguments, I thought at least. And this was heard jointly with a Common Cause case. Both looking at the partisan gerrymandering of the congressional districts. So those will hopefully be redrawn soon, I hope. And then the other case that we're involved with is Dixon v. Rucho, which is yet another, that one is a racial gerrymandering case, which is back at the North Carolina Supreme Court for the 3rd time, having been appealed up to the Supreme Court twice and sent back down. Now with instructions that really, no guys, racial gerrymandering is unconstitutional. You have to do something about this.
Now, this isn't the one with the special master. Is this a separate one?
No, that's another one. That's Covington. That's why I have to have a chart. I mean, you'd think that doing this as often, I'd be able to keep them straight, but no. Covington originally declared 28 districts to be an unconstitutional gerrymander and ordered them redrawn, and they redrew them, but they were still racial gerrymanders in some of the districts, and so those were appealed, and that's why they've ordered a special master, since they've redrawn them twice and still had racial gerrymandered districts.
Okay.
So that one, again, given that these were declared unconstitutional.
Are you a local here?
No, actually, I live in Chapel Hill. I'm in a different league, but we're up here for a meeting of all of the leagues in this area, and they wanted to take advantage of this great event, which is just so exciting to be part of this.
You know, I asked for the same thing, but I'll ask you also, since your statewide focus, is there anything unique, do you think, about Asheville's situation with the congressional lines?
Not especially unique on the congressional lines, but what is unique is that Asheville, the in North Carolina, the legislature can gerrymander cities and towns as well. And they are currently trying to gerrymander Asheville City, and there will be a measure on the ballot in the fall as to how the redrawing will be done. They're trying to change at-large districts where the people are elected to serve the whole town into specific districts so that they can gerrymander one. But a positive sign on that is the first time that an independent commission was actually voted on positively by the legislature. They adopted that as an option, so we're hoping that that they will decide to use an independent commission in the redrawing of Asheville, which is mandated by the legislature.
Should that not become another lawsuit?
Yes, why not? I mean, no, there's no end to these lawsuits.
Right. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.